I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1474, Watching Your World Die. I think one reason why millions and millions and millions of people around the world watch the Super Bowl is because the stakes are so high. These highly paid, extremely talented athletes have put literally blood, sweat, and tears into getting to this moment in their lives. And one team is going to stand on a stage at the end, hoisting the Lombardi Trophy, smiling while confetti falls on their faces and their family gathers around them. And the other team will linger in utter sadness, hanging their heads as they watch their world die. They came so far, so close, only to lose it in the end. This year's contest between the Chiefs and the 49ers did not disappoint to produce that gut-wrenching drama. But on the greatest stage of all, we see it also on play on Good Friday. This podcast is about the two great commandments, loving God and loving others. And we talk about loving God who loved us first. And there's nowhere where we see the love of God on greater display than on Good Friday. In Matthew's Gospel, in chapter 27, verse 55, we get this often ignored verse. It kind of gets lost in the passion of the cross. Matthew writes, "Several women were there, watching from a distance. They had followed Jesus from Galilee and had given him assistance. They included Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Joseph, and the mother of Zebedee's sons." In Lent for Everyone, N.T. Wright paints this picture. Overwhelmed with horror at what we are seeing, we join the crowds as they hurry along behind the soldiers with their prisoner. Forget the calm tabloid of the historic painting of the scene, with Mary and John standing at a discreet distance from the foot of the cross. In the Middle East, then as now, there were always people in the crowd that couldn't fit into the small streets, people pushing and shoving. The soldiers might keep people at arm's length, but not much more. There were probably 50 people within 10 feet of Jesus, jostling, shouting, jeering, pointing, spitting, and some weeping. Think about it, podcast family. Those women at the cross that day, they had seen the miracles. They heard the sermons. They knew in their gut that Jesus is the promised one. But now they have to stand and watch their world die. Confused, disoriented, sad. Those words don't begin to describe how they must have felt that day. But many of you know that too. From jobs, to relationships, to our health. Sometimes we too have to stand and watch our world die at various places along the road of life. Maybe something didn't turn out like you thought, like you wanted, like you hoped, like you prayed. And now what do you do? In the gospel story, on Good Friday, we pause to soak in the sadness of dreams that have died, directions that are now uncertain, and hopes that elude us, and we seek God's face. Here's the great question. In your life, what has been the most horrendous watch your world die moment? Let's pray. Lord, we read the story of the cross once more today, and we see ourselves in those who watched you die. We too have felt the pain of loss. We too have put all of our eggs into a promising basket, only to see the basket cruelly snatched out of our hands and crushed, and we're left just standing and weeping. We know your followers who stood watching you die didn't understand, and often we don't either. But you had a plan, and you had a purpose for the pain, and it wouldn't be like that forever. Thank you that we, looking back, can now call that day Good Friday, because those there at the cross could never have said that. They couldn't see what we see on this side. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1475. In the meantime, I want to let N.T. Wright have the last word today. As we stand there by the cross, let the shouting and pushing and angry faces fade away for a moment, and look at the slumped head of Jesus. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in him here on the cross. His cross, planted in the middle of the jostling, uncomprehending, mocking world of his day and ours, stands as the symbol of a victory unlike any other, a love unlike any other, a God unlike any other. Podcast family, today take a moment, grab your Bible, read a gospel account of the cross, or come to a Good Friday service and feel the pain that they must have felt watching their world die.